was a hit TV series that ran for 4 years back in the 80s, starring Johnny Depp, and now it's being resurrected on the big screen.
We're reviving a canceled undercover police program from the 80s and revamping it for modern times. One of these programs involves the use of young, immature-seeming officers. I think you idiots are perfect.
21 Jump Street stars Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. And joining us now live to talk more about it, Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Hiya, Anne.
Hello, Hillary.
So how is this movie version of the 80s hit?
Well, I'll tell you, I kind of went into this with trepidations, thinking, oh, this just sounds like yet another horrible retread, you know, of Hollywood trying to recycle some baby boomer nostalgia. But it turned out to be completely, it won me over so unexpectedly. They've turned it into kind of more of an action comedy, and it's just got this goofy, playful tone to it that is incredibly winning. Hill and Tatum have a terrific chemistry. They reminded me a lot of Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell last year in The Other Guys, which is another kind of winning, goofy comedy. And it just has this, it's very sweet. I mean, I won't say that it's innocent. There's a lot of drug-related humor. There's a lot of profanity that you would expect from this kind of guy-centric action comedy. But there's this overarching tone of sweetness that really won me over. And it also features a terrific supporting cast. There's a young man named Dave Franco, who I was sitting there thinking, gosh, he reminds me of James Franco, this kid. I'd never seen him before. And then I figure out, oh, yes, of course, he's James Franco's younger brother. But he's terrific. And this young woman named Brie Larson plays a high school student that they meet who is really refreshing and very naturalistic. And the whole thing just has a terrific vibe to it. So,
all right. Well, let's stay on the comedy track here with the new one called Jeff Who Lives at Home. Jason Segel's in this one. Is this worth the trip to the movies?
This is a little bit more of an iffy proposition. This is from filmmakers, the Duplass brothers, Mark and Jay Duplass, who have done these little tiny indie movies, and they're kind of gradually stepping up in terms of their casting. Their last movie actually featured, of all people, Jonah Hill. So they're sort of they're getting bigger named actors, but they're keeping their aesthetic kind of lo-fi and small. And this is about kind of a 30-year-old slacker who lives at home, and it's kind of a day in his life and the life of his family. Interesting counterintuitive performance from Ed Helms, who actually plays kind of a mean guy in this, which I thought was interesting. And then Susan Sarandon plays their mom. And for my money, she really steals the movie. She's really the heart and soul of this film. It's a very modest kind of, you know, it's one of those movies that kind of shrugs its shoulders. It's the comedy and the humor is very, very subtle. And one of my pet peeves, though, is that it's done almost entirely in close-ups with all these sort of jarring zoom shots. So I would say if you do give it a try, you might want to sit sort of far back in the theater.
Or take some Dramamine.
There you go, exactly.
All right. Thanks a lot, Anne. We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
That's Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday.